Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, just let me ask you, do you or does any other member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agent, media organization, or works or volunteers for a political campaign?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Who do you think I should vote for?
Oh, this is how you, I mean, it's, there is no right answer. Pretty much is what you consider will be, or what is your standing right now towards the election.
Oh, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat or an affiliated or other party?
I think Republican. I don't remember from independent. Yeah, I'm Republican, I think.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, or Asian American?
White.
Thank you. What is your age, from 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56
to 65?
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance cost, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, floating, sea level rise, and environment resiliency?
Inflation.
Inflation, okay. Thank you. You'll be now given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first name is Donald Trump.
Favorable. We like the Don.
Okay, will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Manolo Reyes.
I don't know. I don't know that person.
Okay. All right. Daniela Levine Cava.
I don't know them.
Kamala Harris.
She sucks.
So would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I would just say she sucks. So whoever you want to categorize, she fucking sucks.
In this case, you are the one who needs to decide if it will be somewhat...
I'll say very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Christine King.
I don't know her.
Okay. Then we have Francis Suarez.
Francis Suarez. I like him. Moderately favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Damian Pardo.
I don't know.
We have as well Joe Carollo.
I don't know.
Okay. Aileen Higgins.
I don't know.
And Miguel Gabela.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'll vote for him unless they shoot him again. And unless he's alive, I'll vote for him.
So you will say that you will definitely vote for him?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will be now be asked about 3 local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioners and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
That seems to make sense. I think I would vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Of that?
Yes, for that.
Probably.
Okay,
probably.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Pirate Jungle Trail on Winston Island. And the ballot request reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and require returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing with $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
So the referendum was to convert that land to a park? And public housing?
Yeah, to grant this area, this 5.4 acres.
Who's paying for it? Is that taxes paying for it?
No, this will be sold to Eco Resilience Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses.
Yeah, I think I would be. I'd have to learn more about that, but I'd say yeah.
You will be in favor?
I think so. I need to learn more about it. Let's go with yes.
Okay. And would you say you definitely voted for yes or probably?
We'll go with maybe.
Probably. Okay. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing lease at 888 MacArthur Causeway? Sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend terms 24 years, waive binding, and authorize at not cost to the city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I just didn't follow that. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. If you had to choose today, would you say yes in favor of this referendum or not? What are you leaning towards?
I literally know nothing about it. I didn't even understand what you said.
Okay.
So to move this along, let's go with yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, the remainder of the survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you were just we just asked about. You will be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each. Reducing the overall amount of development. Do you approve this or disapprove this?
I don't even know what Watson Island is, so I really don't really have an opinion.
Okay. Okay, I just will read the statements, and if you don't know, just let me know. If you have a approval or disapproval opinion as well, let me know. At all,
okay.
No cost to the city or take taxpayers.
Sorry?
All at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
Yeah, I don't want to pay more in taxes.
Okay. So, would you approve or disapprove this?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I'm approving or disapproving
okay.
right now.
Okay. All right. Allowing office space to be included. Then we have allowing previously approved timeshares residents to be condominiums. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value. And a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you agree or disagree with someone with something that I just read?
I guess I agree.
With something in a specific?
No, I don't. I very weakly agree.
Okay. It's okay. You will be now given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voted...
This is a long survey. This is a long survey, huh?
Yeah, but we're a few minutes away. We already did the most part. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and the restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including higher preference for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you say definitely yes or leaning or probably?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
I don't know that I particularly, that it wasn't tax dollar funded.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. So the first statement, the proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. So for you, is this a convincing reason to vote or not a convincing reason to vote?
Convincing.
Somewhat convincing or very convincing?
I'll put that in the very convincing.
Thank you. The proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Is this convincing or not convincing reason?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
All right. This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Is this a convincing reason or not a convincing reason?
Not super convincing.
Okay. Not too convincing. Okay. This proposal would result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to build. Is this a convincing reason to vote or less convincing reason to vote?
You said it will reduce?
Yeah, reduce the number of hotel rooms because it's reducing the overall... the first agreement that was made for how much it will be constructed.
Yeah, I'm not really following what I'm approving and disapproving, but I'll say I don't like that there's less hotels because the hotels are fucking expensive.
Okay, so it's not at all a convincing reason to vote, or not too much a convincing reason to vote?
Not too convincing.
All right. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and very public access to the waterfront will make Miami Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
I don't even know what Watson Island is. I'm going to pull up my map right now. I've never heard of Watson Island. That's Watson Island. Okay. Yeah, nobody goes there, huh? I don't know what that place is. Okay, got it. I haven't been there before.
So would you say that this is a very convincing or not a convincing reason to vote?
That there's going to be more shops on Watson Island?
Yeah.
I don't care at all.
Okay. All right, no difference. This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. Is this a convincing reason or not a convincing reason to vote?
I think it's not, because who goes to Watson Island? Nobody goes to walk around Watson Island.
Okay, so you will say it's not at all convincing? Or not?
No, I didn't realize what Watson Island was this whole time. People don't go there to walk around. Do they? I don't know. I've never gone there to walk around.
Part of this referendum, that's what it's trying to do, to change the area and turn it into something different. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. So it's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote against.
That's somewhat convincing.
This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami resident will not be able to afford. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote against?
Not too convincing.
Okay. This proposal will increase traffic between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. This is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote.
Somewhat convincing.
Yeah. Someone convincing. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not to build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. Is this a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote against?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or not against this referendum?
I think I'd vote yes in favor.
Thank you. And would you say you're probably voting or definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. I guess you can go with probably. You go with maybe voting in favor. Maybe.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. You will be now asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Trump.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Depends who you ask. I would say somewhat. I would say very.
Very. Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Four-year degree.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Awesome. You too. Bye.
Bye.